Now, normally on a Sunday night like this, I would get up and I'd share a word and invite those who want to receive Christ to come forward. But tonight, I had a strong sense in my heart sitting in my seat that I was not to be the one to do that. And I went over to a young lady who's already spoken this evening. I said, I feel that you've got a word on your heart that you've not been able to get out tonight. Is that true? And she said, oh, yes, I've got a word on my heart. Come and bring it.
Hallelujah. 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 You know, when you walk with the Lord, you know that if God uses the donkey, he can use you. Amen. So there's no confidence in ourselves because there's nothing that we can offer, right? But Jesus can use anything. And if we say, God, use me, he will use. He used the lunch of a little kid. He can use anyone. Let's open up in a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you, God, that your presence is in this place, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, that you already stir in our hearts, God. Father, we thank you, God, that you made, Lord Jesus, a divine appointment tonight, God, with everyone that is in here, God. Father, we open our hearts, God, and we ask you, God, that any imagination, God, any thought that is not pleasing unto you, that you will cast it out, God. I ask you that you will open our hearts, that you will open our minds to receive, Father God, and to be attentive unto your word, Lord Jesus. We give you thanks, God, for this time together, and we praise in your holy name. Amen. Let's go on and open our word in the book of Acts, chapter 3. The book of Acts, chapter 3. And the title of this message? The healing of the lame man is written over there. I'm just reading what is in here. You see, God is good, right? Hallelujah. Amen. When you have found the scripture, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Says in here, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look unto us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Amen. Imagine a man who, since his birth, has never been able to walk. What was the experience of this life, of the life of this man? Just looking at other people, going and surviving for whatever he could get. One of the things that we find in the scripture is that in order for you to be able to enter into the house of God, you needed to be perfect. You couldn't have a blemish. You couldn't have missing an arm. Or like there was no way for you to ever enter into the temple. And now we see two people walking into the house of God. I tell you, we as Christians, we go to church. We go seek the Lord. But there's people outside of the house that they have an impediment that they're not able to make it in. We go, we pray, we worship the Lord, we sing songs. But there's outside a man or a woman or a child who is waiting to hear from you. But I believe that when the Holy Spirit steers our hearts and when the Lord gives you a touch, it's no longer about what do I need? Lord, I need this, I need that. It's about other people because that's the mind of Christ. It's not about us. We are just instruments of the Lord. We are just following Jesus, but it's about others in need. And I love that this man will go every day, most likely, to this place. That's the only way he could survive, only with the alms. Maybe some days he will get few coins, other days more, and maybe other days he didn't get nothing. So he had to depend of receiving what people will be willing to give him. And yet, he was very close to the temple, very close to where the presence of God was in that place, meaning the place where God, people would gather and seek the face of the Lord. The Bible says in here that who seen Peter in the verse 3:3, Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask them alms. He said, these guys know about God. They can give me something. But how many of you know that Peter and John, they were not the same men anymore because they had an encounter. You see, when you are in darkness, you are a mess. But when you have an encounter with Jesus, you're no longer the same. Yeah, you have the same name, so people remember who you were, but these guys were transformed. And not only that, because they had already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they had the power. And I tell you, we here tonight have a lot of Christians that have forgotten that the power of God is dwelling in them. Maybe you have been careless with your walk with the Lord. I don't know. But I'll tell you, you are a potential to do exploits in the kingdom of God in this city right now. Amen. And the Bible says that Peter fastening his eyes upon him with John said, look at us. So this man is just looking at them. Wow, they're going to give me something. I mean, the limitations. See, outside there's people, and even in here there's people that they just think, well, I can just receive whatever you can give me. But tonight, there's something more than just coins. Maybe you're saying, oh, I just need a job. That's what I want. And that's not your solution. Many of us single in here say, well, I just need a mate, you know. And if I get married, that's my joy, right? Some people, other people that are married, maybe if my marriage will work. Other people that are not childless, maybe if I had a child, that would be what I'm looking for. Things that will resolve you in the moment. But unfortunately, we already see them. These men, if he would have gotten good coins long time ago, he wouldn't be at the door. But he was there, waiting, looking, expecting. Tonight, God is going to do something great. God wants to have you to have a heart of expectancy. God wants you to be ready to receive. Sometimes in some places in the Bible said that Jesus, the creator of the world, the one who makes the heavens and the earth, wasn't there. But he could not do anything. I mean, there were people that were sick, but he could not do anything. You know why? Because there was unbelief. People, you know, your unbelief stops the Lord. Your unbelief is like a... That God hates unbelief because it stops him from working. Not that he cannot do it, but you're limiting many times God on doing what he wants to do in your life. Many times, maybe it could be a form of tradition, the way how you were raised. Maybe a form of religion or customs that you have that are limiting you from what God has in store for you. But tonight, if you're like this man expecting, you are in the right place. Because maybe what you have in your expectations are small, but what God has for you is greater than what you can imagine. And look what the word of God says. It says, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Imagine when he says, oh, you don't have silver? You don't have gold? Oh, he was already turning off because many times the material things are the things that call your attention. You say, this is what I need. I need a house, a new car, a new, these material things that you think are the ones that will solve the situation that you are in right now. But I'll tell you, it's not the silver. Is not the goal. Listen, look what the word of God says in here. Peter said to him, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You see, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter the situation that you have. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 The situation of this man was hopeless. I mean, he was born like that. It's not that he had an accident. Maybe therapy could help him. From his mother's womb, he came with this sickness. Many times you wonder, maybe something happened to you. Just like I share with you in the testimony, why this happened to me, Lord? Why I went through this experience? Why? And we get limited for those whys, trying to get an answer. In my life, I've experienced a lot of things. Some things have worked, other things haven't worked. And the ones that haven't worked, I have wondered why. Why, Lord? One time I was asking the Lord about a particular situation that I have suffered a lot. And I checked my life. I did everything that I was supposed to do, but it didn't come out right. And I said, why? And guess what the Lord says? He didn't answer me. He didn't answer me. I pray. He didn't say nothing. It's like kind of saying, it's not for you to know at this point. That's not for you to know. And I tell you, if you have gone through a hard experience and you wonder and you're consumed with the whys, I'll tell you one thing today. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is here present. And he's telling you today, rise up and walk. I don't know what is inflicting you, what is not letting you walk in your daily walk with the Lord. What is the sickness that you have? It could be a physical sickness. It could be a spiritual sickness. This man was lame. That means that he didn't have the ability to walk like you can walk. You know how many times we take for granted what we have? If you were to lose a leg right now, then you will, all your other problems will center in that leg, because that's how we are. Human, we sometimes take for granted the blessings that God's given us. But this man had never walked in his life. He was lame. And the Bible says that as Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Look what this man did. Peter, he says, he took him by the right hand and lift him up. And now I'm talking to you that know the Lord. How many people are outside right now waiting for a hand? It's not about you, remember? It's about Jesus Christ of Nazareth in you. And they're waiting just to be picked up, just to be lifted up. We have lots of people in the workplace, in the malls, in the stores, people that are looking, expecting to see something different than what they always get. And the Bible says in here, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. I mean, imagine that powerful, that miracle, Jesus Christ. I mean, we mentioned the name of Jesus Christ, and all of a sudden, his feet and ankle bones received strength. I'll tell you, there is power in the name of Jesus. You know, whatever situation that you may go through, maybe you went through a hard situation in your life, I'll tell you today and tonight, there is power in the name of Jesus. He is the one who gives strength to the weak. If you're right now going through a very difficult time, you feel hopeless like this man, there's no hope for me to ever walk again. In fact, this man wasn't even appreciated. He was left over there. He could not even enjoy the things of God because of his impediment. But yet, Jesus has seen this man since he was a little baby, because Jesus sees everyone in here. Everyone, all of you, since your mother's womb, Jesus saw you. He knew you. He knows everything about you. The Bible says that he knows how many hairs you have in your hair. You don't even know that. You think you know yourself? You don't even know that. But Jesus knows absolutely everything about you. So if he knows everything about you, don't you think he cares about you? Of course he cares about you. And tonight, God's going to do a change in your life if you're expecting him to do it. He's going to change you tonight, just like he did this man. Look what the word of God says. And then it says, and his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping, look at this word, leaping up. Oh my God, he went like this. Stood. He had never done that in his life. It says in here, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple. I'll tell you, what a beautiful thing to enter into the temple of God. Because now he didn't have anything to stop him. He could be like the other ones. Maybe the devil said, you know what? You messed up a long time ago. You could never come into the presence of God. You are lame. You are nothing. You're garbage. That's what the devil tells you. You're nothing. You messed up a long time ago. You were born like that. Man, that's the lie of the enemy. Many people struggling identities. They say, I was born like that. And the enemy tells you lies. But I'll tell you, the creator of the world, the one that makes miracles, is here tonight, and there's nothing impossible for him. The Bible says in here that this man leaped out of joy and he entered into the presence of God. Today, I don't know your condition, but I tell you, my doctor, like we were singing, he never fails me. It doesn't matter if it is a condition of your heart. It doesn't matter if it is a condition of a relationship, something that you've been hurting. Maybe you're hiding it. Maybe nobody noticed. Like this man, it was very obvious. But maybe you're lame inside, carrying burdens of the past, things that don't let you go of, and you think, no, this is me. But I tell you, tonight, Jesus wants to heal you. See, Jesus had to touch, it's very specific, the ankle bones and his feet. That was the problem that this man had. He didn't have problems in the arms. He had problems specifically in the ankles and his feet. In whatever area tonight you're struggling, Jesus can strengthen that weak area of your life and make you whole like he did this man. And now, when you're touched by Jesus, I tell you, you're not the same anymore. This man was leaping. This isn't here. He stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Now you imagine that, walking, leaping, and praising God. Come on, praise the Lord. Let me hear that. He's worthy. Walking, leaping, and praising God because he's worthy. He has never been able to enter into the temple. And now he's entered into the presence of God. And look, the testimony. Because I tell you, people like our sister was sharing, people said that in her work, they have seen her, and then they saw a change. And they said, what's wrong with you? People notice you. Maybe you think nobody's looking at you in the train because everybody's with their cell phones and, you know, listening, like looking at, but people are looking at you. You look at people, and people look at you. You know that. We all do that. But look at this. Verse 10 says in here, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. I'll tell you, what God has done in my life, what God has done in so many in here, gives amazement to the other people. And today, God wants to reach out people in here that are broken, that are lame, forgotten. Because a lot of people see our struggles, but they're not able to help us. Because the truth is that the only one that can help you is Jesus. That's it. I mean, you've been trying to fill out that void. You know, it doesn't work. Only Jesus can do it. And I love to see how this man entered into the temple and how his life changed. And from this, there's other stories. I'll let you as a homework to go and read in the scripture from 11 ahead so you can continue eating into the word of God. But God is good. So tonight I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and think about what are the areas that you're struggling right now. What are the areas that are not letting you have a whole, complete walk with the Lord? What are those things that are making you unable to walk as God wants you to walk? Maybe some hidden area, some hidden sin, something that you're struggling, but you've been trying to figure out yourself how to fix it. But I'll tell you, you cannot fix it. There's no way you can fix it. I'm going to go ahead and invite you to prepare your heart and to come and say, Lord, I come with my lameness, I come with my deficiencies, I come with my sicknesses, but I need you. I need a touch from you. And like I said before, Jesus is here. See, if I would tell you, oh, the president is in here right now, oh, you will be looking, oh, you. But you know what? Someone greater than the president is in here. Someone greater than the president is in here. The Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the creator of the earth. He's here. And he came specifically because you were going to be here tonight. And he is longing to touch you. But maybe you haven't given him a time and you said, no, I know better. But tonight, I'll tell you, be like this man. Expect. Maybe your expectations are small, but I tell you, Jesus is here and he wants to touch you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to heal you. He wants you to be whole and he wants you to make you a new person. So I'm going to ask my pastor to come.
Thank you,
Pastor.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And in this congregation, we do everything we know to be led by the Holy Spirit. And God knew that there was somebody here tonight that needed that word. I had no idea this young lady had a word already on her heart. I just had a sense in my heart she did. And I felt the hand of the Lord lift off of me and the message that I had prepared. And I've been around long enough to know when God's presence is not with me. And so there's somebody here tonight that you have come in and you just feel like, I've been this way all my life. I've been living in this hopeless situation, a darkness in your mind, a wounding of your past, whatever the situation might be. You're outside of the kingdom. This man was technically outside of everything that was going on in the house of God. He saw the people go in, maybe despondent. Some days he saw them come out rejoicing, and he was himself, though, just sitting and unable to be a partaker of it. And tonight, if you would let the hand of God reach down and touch you, if you just let the hand of God lift you up, and this is a word from the Lord tonight. You have to understand the Holy Spirit has spoken tonight. This is a word from God that he will lift you up, and you'll start receiving strength in that area of your life where you need strength. He'll help you. He'll deal with the area of sin in your life that has kept you separated from God. And he'll give you that new life that he promises through his son, Jesus Christ. And I promise you, if you will let God touch you, no matter where you're living or how far you are away from the kingdom of God right now, if you will let God touch you, there is a day coming. You're going to have to take it by faith, but you will leap and dance and praise God in his house. You will come into this house, or if you're visiting, you'll go somewhere where you can, in the proximity of your home, and you will dance and you will clap your hands for the rest of your life, not just for an odd Sunday and Wednesday or Christmas and Easter, but you, for the rest of your life, you will praise God and people will see it. You will have a testimony. And as you heard this evening, they'll say, what happened to you? The young lady that was first up, what happened to you? And you'll just say, Jesus touched my life. Jesus forgave my sin. Jesus, the one who died on a cross and paid the price for my sin, reached down his hand to me in my incapacity and picked me up. And I received a supernatural strength, which is what God promises. And I was made into the kind of a person that I never could have been in my own strength. This is indeed the best night of your life. This is indeed, as Pastor Williams said, the best, most wonderful evening of your whole life, especially if you've never heard this before. It's a message, it's a night that will change your whole life. This is not about just joining a church. This is about a living relationship with the living Son of God, who is well able. That when he stood in the temple one day, he opened the Bible and he said of his time, and he said, God has sent me. The Spirit of God is on me to preach these good news to those that are poor, to give sight to those that are blind. They can't see their way out of their situation, to give strength to those that are weak, to give freedom to those that are bound, and to tell you that this is the time, this is the hour, this is the moment of the redemption of God. Don't put it off for another day. Don't put it off. Can you imagine if he had brushed away the hand of Peter, how that story would have ended up different? If he had said, well, thanks, but this is really not what I'm looking for. I was hoping to come into Times Square Church and be told that I'm going to have a finer personality, a new house and job and a car, as much as those things are nice to have. And to brush away the hand of God, this is not what I'm looking for. When God is offering eternal life, he's offering forgiveness from the penalty and the power of sin, which is our rebellion against the ways of God. He's offering to make us whole inside and to change us into the kind of people that we were destined to be by God before sin got a hold of us and morphed us into something we were never intended to be. We were never intended to live outside of the temple, folks. We were never intended to be just observers of a kingdom that we can't fully understand. No, you and I were intended by God to be part of a kingdom that never ends. to be brought into something of divine and eternal life that can only be given through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. God promises that if you turn to me, I will put my spirit inside of you. And the old things in you will pass away. The old weaknesses will pass away. The old boundaries will die. The old problems and pains. You'll still have the memory, but it still won't have the power to drag you through the mud anymore. And you will be a new creation in Christ. And folks, this is true. This is real. You've heard it on this platform tonight. I could stand 1,000 witnesses in this pulpit who tell you the same. Even the evidence tonight of the fact that we do hear from God. God does break the order that we thought was the order of an evening and infuses somebody that's never preached before to tell you the good news of Jesus Christ. This is a divine kingdom. I want to encourage you. How could I know she had a word on her heart unless the Holy Spirit told me? That word was for you tonight. Somebody is sitting here and you say, "That pastor, this is me. I am the lame person who just watches everybody go by and get blessed. I've been so long like this. Only God could take me out of it." And what you heard tonight is true. That God will take you out. If you will let him. We're going to worship for a moment. And as we do, if you need that strength that God offers, I'm going to ask you to get out of your seat in the balcony and in this lower lobby floor and come to the front of this auditorium, and we're going to pray for you tonight. And we're going to believe. It was a simple prayer. In the name of Jesus, walk. It wasn't complicated. In the name of Jesus, we curse this lameness. We curse this power of evil that has dominated your life. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we proclaim your freedom. If you brought somebody with you tonight, if somebody came here, or maybe you don't know the person next to you, but you can turn and say, "Look, if you don't have the strength to go up to the front of that church, I'll go with you." This man didn't walk in alone. There were some people who knew God that were walking with him, and he was able to hold on to them. We're going to stand, and as we do, if God is calling you, slip out wherever you are. Please, just stand. Just go to the exit in the balcony, main sanctuary. Just come. Come as you are. Come with your struggles. Come with your trials. Whatever it is, the devil has been using to try to destroy you. Just come. Jesus Christ offers new life. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We thank you, God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Thank you that you have met us here tonight, Lord. Oh, here we come into your presence, God. I ask you that you will do surgeries in the hearts right now, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, you're able, God, and we thank you. Hallelujah. If it's your first time in here that you're opening your heart to the Lord, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. And if you are coming back to the Lord, maybe you have been away from Jesus, but tonight you're feeling his call. I'm going to ask you also to repeat along with us. Lord Jesus, we want to give you thanks that you haven't forgotten me. Thank you, Lord, that throughout these years, your hand has been upon me. And in this moment, Lord, I want to ask you for forgiveness for all the bad things that I have done, Lord. Only you know, Jesus. I ask you that you will purify me, that you will cleanse me, and that you will make me whole. Father, the areas of my life that are weak, I ask you that you will strengthen them. Father, heal me of the hurts of the past. Take away any stigma of the enemy. And right now, God, I surrender my life. I surrender my life to you. And I invite you to come into my heart I ask you that you will saturate me with your presence, with your power, with your conviction. Father, come and live within me. And I cast out any wicked imagination, anything that is not pleasing unto you. I give it to you, Lord. And I ask you right now that you will make me a new person. God, I don't want to be the person from the past. I want to be called by your name. And I want to be identified with you, Jesus. I thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you because there's hope in your name. And thank you because there's power in your name, Jesus. I receive it in the name of the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to also pray for some people in here. I don't know if you're struggling with a specific sickness. As you hear in the testimony, Jesus is powerful. He healed this man. He healed me. And I believe God wants to heal you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. There is power in your name. There is healing in your name, Lord Jesus. I ask you, Lord, come and touch right now, Jesus. Come and touch right now, God. I ask you, God, that you will take away any sickness, Lord. Oh, Father, come in power, Lord Jesus. Quicken the hearts, quicken the lives. Any sickness in this place right now, God, we lift it up to you, God. You are the doctor, God. You are the healer, Lord. There's nothing impossible for you to do, God. You are a creator. You can recreate organs in this place, God. You can take away any cancer in this room, Father. Any sickness of the enemy, God. Oh, Father, you say, by your stripes we are healed, Lord. And we ask you, God, right now, God, that you will pour out your power, Lord Jesus. Father, that you will pour out your power right now, God, in this place. I ask you that you will touch right now, God. Touch right now, God. Touch right now, God. Heal the sick, Father, God. Heal the sick right now, God. Remove any sickness right now. Walk, Holy Spirit. Walk, Holy Spirit. Walk, Holy Spirit. And start making miracles right now, God. Touch right now, Father. Any sickness, any oppression, depression, get it out in the name of Jesus, God. Any people with sicknesses, with medications, right now, God, we surrender to you, God. Oh, Father God, heal. Heal right now, God. Heal, Lord Jesus. Heal, Father God, any legs, any stomachs, any cancer, any prostate, God, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke it, God. We give you all the sicknesses, God, for there's power in your name. Go ahead and put your hand wherever your sickness is right now and start crying out. Come on, you have to pray. You have to ask. You have to ask the Lord. Father God, you hear your people right now, God. They know their needs, God. Only you can touch them. No doctor can touch them. Nobody can heal them but you, God. So right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, God, touch them, God. Quicken them, Father. Let any sickness, any bondage of the enemy flee in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. For those that are just coming to Jesus tonight, I want to invite you to go into the lower lobby after the service. And there are people there that will help you, to give you some guidance about what you can do next and what you should do next as a new believer in Jesus Christ. And let us take your hand and help you, please. Let us help you get started. If you're visiting from another town, we can tell you what kind of a church you should be looking for. If you're from other areas of the city, we know at least 15 churches that have new believer classes, and they're good churches we would recommend, and we could tell you how to get there or have them call you. But let us help you. You can't do this on your own in the beginning. Thank God for this. Now, Carla, would you come here for 1 second? This morning we had a service, and it was an ordination service. People came, and God is the one who calls. This young lady has the mark of an evangelist. It is undeniable. I must encourage you not to draw back. I must encourage you that God opens the doors, you keep going. The mark of an evangelist is not just the volume of people you see responding, but it's there. Signs and wonders follow the preaching of a true evangelist. And I've been praying for years, God restore to the Church of Jesus Christ the ministry of the evangelist, the true evangelist of God. And I see one tonight. I hear one. Father, we lift up Carla before you, God. Lord, you are the one who ordains. Men don't ordain, you ordain. You are the one who calls, Lord. And I pray, God, you let her go through every door that opens, Lord. I ask you, God, that she would have the courage to not draw back, but to continue, God, to go forward. And Lord, through her life tonight, you've shown every one of us there's a calling on every one of our lives. Help us to find it and to walk in it, God. Lord, you're going to bear much fruit through many lives in this generation we're living in. There's no time for any more superstars. It's the whole body of Jesus Christ doing what we're called to do. Lord, we thank you for it, God. Thank you for her life. Father, I commission her. I commission her as an evangelist of Jesus Christ tonight to preach, teach, and publish and defend the gospel of Jesus Christ, to draw men and women to the saving knowledge of who he is. And that, God, we ask you, Lord, to do signs and wonders through the preaching that comes out of her lips and keep her humble before you all the days of her life. Father, I thank you for this. God, raise up many, many more. Even tonight at this altar, raise up teachers and preachers, publishers, defenders, pastors, prophets, God. Raise up a testimony to your name in this city. And Father, we thank you for this. God, we bless you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Give God a shout of praise tonight. What a day to be alive. Glory to God. What a day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Now you've seen what God can do. All you have to be is willing, and he does everything else. All you have to be is willing, and he will stir you, and he will open the door for you to do what he's called you to do. Hallelujah. God bless you tonight. One more time. I feel like, oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.